Ma Nishma. Een programma met een interview waarin het onderwerp altijd te maken heeft met Israël en het Joodse volk. Ma Nishma. Dat wil zeggen, hoe gaat het ermee?
Alrighty, well, welcome. Nice to speak to you. I never did that before.
Okay.
Welcome, Yitzhak Naki. Good afternoon to all the listeners in from Radio Israel.nl. You are going to be listening to this in English, but afterwards we will add the translation written, typed out in Dutch for you all. So, again, I want to say welcome, Yitzhak Naki, Rabbi. We had the pleasure to talk before, and now it will all work fine in Zoom, I hope.
I hope so, too.
How are you feeling?
Shalom. I'm feeling good. You know, thanks God, we are after a very big day in Israel. You know, 300 missiles shooting to Israel, and thanks God, everything okay in Israel. God make the miracle, so I'm really, really feel very high and very happy here in Holland.
I can imagine, yeah, because we now the date that we are recording this interview is on Sunday the 14th, and that means that just last night. I also haven't slept that much because last night I shot in hundreds of drones, a few rockets, a few missiles. I mean, it was insane. But Baruch Hashem that Israel was able to literally and figuratively almost all of them shoot them down.
99%.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And I really truly believe that was a miracle because I don't think it happened before that they get so much in one time, and then 99%, that was amazing. That was a miracle already. Yes.
You know, I remember, just to show the people how is really big miracle, when in Gulf War, when Saddam Hussein sent to Israel only 39 missile scud to the center of Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan, is many, many building crash. Thanks God this time also nobody died, but you know, they make so much damage. Not this time, they send 300 missiles, you know? And I believe this missile today is much more professional than what Saddam Hussein sent. And still God make a big miracle. 300 missiles, you know, and nobody. Only one, really, I'm very sorry for one child in the Arabs area. She now in a hospital in very difficult time. But, you know, from 300 missiles, you expect to go to be big damage. And we really was praying yesterday night until we find out that God really make the miracle again.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, that was it was not fantastic that it happened, but it was fantastic to see how God had protected Israel. That was really incredible.
Yes. When we are sleeping, we know God not sleeping, so we can sleep good.
Yeah, exactly. It's slumbers nor sleep.
Never. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Israel. Hashem, God protect Israel. And he never sleep. He always watch what's going on with his children.
Yeah. We can be fair. And now this, if you want proof of God's protection, you can't get a bigger proof than what happened last night.
Yes, only last night. You know what? Everything what's going on in Israel is you can prove this God. And you can prove that God really make big miracle for his children. You know, Israel surrounded from so many different ways, south, east, north, everything, west, you know, from enemy, from Lebanon, from Syria, from Gaza, from Iraq, from Iran, from Yemen. Inside Israel, Judah and Samaria, we have so many enemies. And still, Israel is one of the blessing country, successful country. Thanks God. This is a miracle.
Amen. It is a miracle.
Only blind people cannot see this miracle. Only blind. If God opened the eyes of the people see, is a miracle.
It is indeed. But I mean, it's so incredible. If you compare all the sizes also of the other countries around Israel, they're so much bigger in any way, and still Israel still exists. And not only that, when they tried to attack Israel so many times, Israel got their original ground back. I mean, it's amazing. But not only that, I mean, it's so amazing how God does so many miracles in Israel constantly. Look only already, if you look at how do you call it now, the prizes that Norway gives out every year, Nobel Prize.
If you're talking about these things, yes.
Israel is one of the smallest countries in the world, but Israel has one of the most amount in different areas of Nobel Prize winners.
Yeah, you're right. So small community. I don't know, maybe 1% from the world or 1 promille. Yes?
Yeah.
And they got so many Nobel Prize for what they donate for the world. The only Arab who got Nobel Prize is one of the big joke is Yasser Arafat.
Oh,
you know, this is a joke. But beside Arafat, no one from this billions of people got Nobel Prize. So I believe the God, when God say Jewish people is the light for the nation, is mean they do good medicine, technology, high tech, all this. This is donate for the nation. This is donate for the world. People benefit from this blessing from what coming from the Jewish people. And that's why they got so many Nobel Prize.
Oh, exactly. You can go to any hospital all over the world, and they always have machines created, built, and or made or designed by Israel. I mean, you can't deny that. It's that simple. It's amazing.
100%. 100%. 100%. Yeah. Yes. People need to open their eyes and to see. You know, since 1948, when the Jewish people ran away from the Europe, the Holocaust time, they come to Israel, and the start is on state. You know, from this time, like 6 or 7 Arab countries tried to attack them,
exactly,
and to push them out. And you know, who is these people who start and establish the state of Israel? Is the people who run away from the Holocaust, no gun, no tank, no missile, no plane, nothing. You know, people came with his pajama from Europe and they built this country and they win against 6 Arab countries in 1948. You know, the English people who was in Israel, also they don't like the Jewish people, you know, and still God protect the Jewish people, and Jewish people have the victory in the independent war, and we took very big part of the Israel.
Yeah.
And then after that, Netanel, after that, in 1967, again,
yeah,
Arabs, 6, 7 Arabs country, Soviet Union this time behind them, they tried to attack Israel. In 6 days, God make the miracle, and in 6 days, we took all the promised land, Jerusalem, Hebron, all this area, Bethlehem, all this area, we took it back. Because this land, God say and promise and swear to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this land going to be for the Jewish people, for his children. And
yeah,
this
exactly.
What's happened.
For that matter, it's actually, if you think about it, it's sad that so many people do not know what God wrote in the Torah or in the Bible, because then they, I would think anyway, they would look with total different eyes. Because if you know what God has said and had promised and also did, then you understand that the miracles are not just miracles, they're promises from God being fulfilled.
Yeah, yeah, all promise of God, you know. You know, these people is really blind, really blind. You go, you have the Bible and you end. You see how many times God mentioned that this is the land who promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God swear to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm going to give you this small land. This is for you. And I bless this land. So how come people reject the Jewish people? I don't understand this. You know, if you are really look the word of God, you don't have another explanation. This is the land belong to the Jewish and Israel people. But people blind, and you know, you can show color to blind person and tell them this is red, this is yellow, this is black, this is white. You don't understand what you are talking about.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, but it's also, I mean, yeah. Now I lost it, what I was going to say. But it is simply a fact. You just look at history, you look what happened, you look what is still happening. It is a miracle already that Israel is surviving. The Nobel Prize winners, how much inventions they had and how much incredible smart people they had. Not just smart people, but also practical. That is also typical of Jewish thing. They don't just talk, they do. They talk and they do. They don't just talk. They're not philosophers. They're practical people.
Exactly.
And very good. And you're what right. Also, what I am so impressed about is when I lived in Israel, I also lived in the south, close to the border with Gaza. Those people, they were under constant threat from the rocket attacks. They had children, and then they sometimes simply couldn't take both children into the house if one was in the back and one in the front, because of the fact that they only had 15 seconds to get in the bomb shelter. Still, despite the fact that it happened so many times, all the people I spoke with, they were not happy with the situation, and of course they were not happy with the stress and the war and the rockets, but they were not bitter. Well, I think that no. If I would be in Holland and I would have Germany constantly shooting rockets into a country, I can promise you that most people would be very bitter and very angry.
Very angry, very, very bitter. And I believe they need to open many, many psychiatric hospitals for these people. Right. But this is like you say, this is what exactly you are point. You know, you go to the Gaza border, the people was so happy people. Every day they have racket. Every day they need to run away to the shelter. Every day, sometimes five times, sometimes six times in the night, midnight, between the midnight to the morning. And they're still happy. They're still, you know, this is also a miracle, how you see the Jewish way, how they live. Out his life with so much happiness, even they went through to so many difficulty experience.
Yeah, it's incredible. Even when I went to the supermarket, they knew all that everybody knew each other because it was a small village. But when I was there and they all knew each other and they knew I was new, everybody just pushed me forward like, okay, help him. He just needs this and this. Help him. I mean, that was
very, very, you're right. This is exactly the picture in Israel, especially in this many small village. You know, when you are a guest over there, you are a king, you know?
It's incredible.
Exactly. We had,
for example, and then we go to your organization and stuff, but we had, for example, there an ex-policeman. And he always dreamed of having his own restaurant and his own pizzeria. So now when he was retired, he was like, okay. So he just built a pizzeria, an oven and everything in his garden. And from there, he sold pizzas and the whole village knew him. So if they needed pizza, they went to him. And when I went there for the pizza, I was not allowed to go away. He get somebody who spoke English and then fire that person. I spoke English. I got coffee and it was amazing. I loved that country.
Yeah, yeah. Israel is a very friendly country. That's why people who come one time, they say, I want to come again. It's like disease, you know? You got this disease of love for Israel. You need to come again and again, you know? This is something special in Israel.
I've been to many countries. I've lived in quite a few countries, but there's none country. To me, there is not country than like Israel. But let's go to the reason why we have the interviews.
Why we have to interview? Just to praise God about the miracle he does for Israel.
Amen.
There's no end with this.
No, true. Yeah, I could go on and on for hours if I would talk about it like that. But Evgeny, just to introduce you to the people, those who were not able to come to the meetings where you have been speaking about Israel and about history and about miracles, who is Yitzhak Naki? Rabbi Yitzhak Naki.
Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak Naki, born in Jerusalem. Yes, almost 60 years ago. I have a family, 8 children, grandchildren. My wife, she's 8th generation in Jerusalem. We established together organization they call Noam Eliezer. We established this Noam Eliezer in the beginning for two goals. First, to spread the word of God to many people know, teach the Torah. Second is to help the poor, widow, orphans, children in many different ways. This was how I start with Noam Eliezer. Lately, I find out that God called me for another goal, is to build through my organization, Noam Eliezer, to build bridge between Jewish people to the Christian people who really love Israel. Christian, his eyes are open. The heart is love for Israel. And this is what I'm doing. So I have rabbinical study, 26 students who studied to become rabbi in Jerusalem, this one. Second is we help in many Noam Eliezer, help in many different ways. Many poor in Jerusalem, help them for Shabbat. Noam Eliezer help people, poor people, to make nice holiday like Pesach coming next week, like Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, the New Year. Noam Eliezer helping many children. For example, this last winter, January, Hanukkah time, we give almost 1,000 kot for the poor children. Noam Eliezer give also the same number of sweater. Noam Eliezer give also same number, 1,000 pajama to the poor children and 6,000-7,000 of underwear. That's why me and my wife Tzipora establish organization Noam Eliezer to help as much as possible poor people, and we give it with so much respect and we give them good quality. You need to see the children when they get a new coat, when they get a new sweater. We have Noam Eliezer, we have another nice project, I love it very much, is to distribute, to give to many children, school bag, backpack for the go back to the school. We give him all the book they need, like history, English, math, Bible, everything what they need. Mm. And you need to see the eyes of the children when they get this new, nice school bag, good quality of school bag. Through this project, I try to build the bridge. I told everyone who get from me the gift of the school bag or the winter clothing, I told them, Noam Eliezer, get much support from Christian Love Israel. And people in the beginning, they say, wow, what are you talking about? Which Christian love Israel? And I told them, is many, many group of Christian all over the world. Yes, they pray for Israel, they bless Israel, they support Israel, they encourage the Jewish people, they comfort the Jewish people, especially in this very difficult time. So this is what Noam Eliezer doing. Helping much poor people. And through this, I'm open the heart of the people to receive the love from the Christian people and to give them big feedback back. This is what I'm doing now in Holland. I go from church to church to tell the people, Noam Eliezer, say thank you. Jewish people, say thank you for what you are doing for Israel and the Jewish people. This what all about Noam Eliezer.
Fantastic. Yeah, because you get sometimes also to hear from other rabbis that don't understand why you would go to Holland to visit the churches, right?
You're right. Not every rabbi agree with me. Some people say to me, why you go to the Christian people? Leave them alone. You know, maybe they're going to try to convert you. You don't know the history. But I don't listen. I think the Christian who really love Israel is not only because they love the falafel in Israel or the pizza like you love the pizza in Israel. This not. The only reason they love Israel is because God opened the heart of the people and put love for his children. So I say, if this is God's will, I need to be part of that. And we are Jewish and Christian people, get our faith from same book who come from God, the Bible. Oh, okay. So we have so much common, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
And I convince many, many rabbis in Israel, and I tell them, listen, we need to be, I'm kind of bridge for these people. And I say, and I told them again and again, we need to hug all these Christians who really love Israel, because for the Christian also, the show love for Israel is not easy all the time. No. You know what? I was today in one of the church and somebody told me, please, one lady came to me and said, please, pray for my husband. He don't love Israel. Pray for them, you know. So sometimes your husband or your wife don't like what you are doing, what you're connecting with Israel. Sometimes your neighbor, sometimes your friends from work, from, you know. So it's not always easy and friendly to show love for Israel. So that's why I come here to give feedback to these people and tell them, thank you that you stay in front for Israel. This is Noam Eliezer doing.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Actually, when I made the announcement from your tour in Holland on Facebook, then even one of my good friends actually started to argue on there. I didn't respond. I just let it be. And actually, luckily, nobody else responded. But it's most times, it's really, according to me anyway, it's many times, it's really a lack of knowledge. A lack of understanding, because if they would really know history and if they really would know God's word, if they would know the Bible and they would see the connection with what is happening now, they would be thinking totally differently about Israel. I'm really sure, but somehow they're blinded or they don't see.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that the media is constantly telling all kind of nonsense.
Oh, the media. You know, the media is one of the jokes, and I want to tell you, and I say this to many people, I believe even when Messiah come, and we know Messiah is going to come very, very soon. Yes, mm-hmm. Messiah going to come very soon. I tell you, Nathaniel, the media not going to announce Messiah come. He's trying to hide it from the people. So leave the media away. Yes, and I tell you, when Messiah coming, and because I say it to you, it's very, very soon. Jewish people in Israel going to celebrate and make big party about Messiah coming. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, be millions of people in the street dancing. I want to tell to all Christian, love Israel, support Israel, bless in Israel today. You're not going to watch us celebrating through the television?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? You, God, going to send you special jet, special flight. Come celebrate with the Jewish people.
Yeah, precies. It reminds me actually of, I don't know how many years ago that was, when I was in Jerusalem with Simchat Torah. Man, how the people, I mean, from little children to really old people, everybody were just dancing together. And it was like they all just got a small and a very precious present or something, because that's how important that Chag is for them. But it was so incredible. And I, who am not a Jew or whatever, when they saw me looking and smiling, they just grabbed me in the line and got me dancing with them. Although I'm not a good dancer, I can tell you, but they didn't mind.
Yeah, you know, I also not a good dancer, but I'm jumping with the Torah. You know, Simchat Torah, this is the day that we finish the Torah.
Yeah.
And we start again from Genesis again. So this is must to be the joy. And the Jewish people is the only people who dancing with the book of the law. You know, to keep the Torah is not easy. It's so many controls, so many law. And still the Jewish people do it with so much happiness, you know, dancing with the book of the Torah, the book of the control, the book of so many rule in the life. Yeah, we are dancing. Why? Because we know this is the will of God. This is what God gave to Israel in Sinai. That's why we are dancing and happy. We do the will of God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was an amazing experience to see all that. Hey, but to go back to the organization that you have, what where does the name Noam Eliezer stand for? Is it an person? Is it, what does it mean?
Noam Eliezer is a person. Yes. I have 8 children. One of my children who was very, very sick, his name is Noam. He born with a problem, hydrocephalus, in his head, water on his brain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I established this organization and the name of my son. Eliezer is one big rabbi that I follow his book, lived 200 years ago. And also Eliezer is mean in Hebrew, God help. So this is the Noam Eliezer name. My son Noam, he already passed away 10 years ago, but I believe because so many good things that we do through his name, is sitting in a very good place next to God. I'm sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Noam Eliezer. So if you go back to my organization, this is what's behind the name of Noam Eliezer.
Yeah, and do you only help Jewish people? And in practical, you do, because mainly the Jews know about your organization, but you also are willing to help Christians and non-believers? Or?
You know what? The only condition when I'm going to help people is to check if the guy is really poor and is really need, and I really check this very, very strictly. I don't check if the person keeping Shabbat, if he's religious, is non-religious, is a secular, is not secular. This is not my business, the religion of the person. The only one condition to be really poor or widow or orphans, I help him as much as I can.
Yeah, precies. It is about the person in need, in real need, that you want to help, no matter their stand of faith or no matter what they do.
Nothing, yes. Like God. God say, I'm very close to the poor people with a broke heart. That no matter what the people believe and what he really doing daily and what is his religion, if he keep the religion, if not keep the religion. I'm not the judgment, no.
Exactly. Okay. Well, fantastic. Now, another important question, of course, because those people who listen and they want to know, like, how can I help? What can I do? Where do they go? Do you have a website for your organization?
Yes, I have two websites. I have one, the English one is noameliezer.com. It's a place how to donate online over there if people want. And I have also a website in Dutch language. The people here in Holland try to support me. So this is noameliezer.nl.
Correct.
This is the Netherlands.
I will just, for the people who are not too good in English, I will just spell it in the Dutch way so they know what the website is. And so for allemaal die dus het Engels niet zo bemachtig zijn, of machtig zijn, ik zal het even spellen hoe je de naam spelt van de website. Want de organisatie heeft dus een website in het Nederlands. Daar kunt u meer lezen over hoe het ontstaan is, wat ze meer doen en wat ze nu voor acties hebben, et cetera. En dat is de N van Nico, de O van Oscar, de A van Anton en dan de M van Michel, de E van Erik, de L van Leo, de I van India, de E van Erik, de Z van Zorro, de E van Erik en dan de R van Romeo.nl. Dus het is noameliezer.nl. noameliezer.nl. And for the English people, it is noameliezer.com. noameliezer.com.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And this is a very blessing when people bless Israel. Nathanael, I believe this is the best investment today, because when you bless Israel, as God promised to Abraham in Genesis 12, those who bless you, I'm going to bless them. So you get in blessing directly from God. What can be better than that?
Yep, indeed. Yeah, and I mean, blessing God's people only already, if you are full of God, you most likely are also full of his love for his people, because that comes, I would hope anyway, that it comes automatically with it, but. Alrighty. Well, I really want to thank you very much, because I know you had a whole week already that you went to all kind of different churches. Today you even had two, I think, that you in two different places that you spoke. And still, it is already midnight now in Holland. And actually, it's over midnight already. And you were still willing and able to give this interview and to tell us more about Noam Eliezer.
Yes, yes, I try, yes. And I also want to bless all those people. And also, before that, people can go to my email. If they have any prayer request, they can send me. And I promise to pray for each of one in the Western world that I go in there almost every night when I'm in Jerusalem. I live in Jerusalem, so I'm there almost every night, and I pray for them.
Fantastic. So for everybody, if you go to the website, there you will also find the email address. And as he said, if you do have a prayer request, just write him an email, and he will go to the wall and say a prayer for you as well. Yeah. Well, again, I really want to thank you for your amazing work and for your willingness to come and have an interview with me this late in the evening after such a long day. I'm really impressed with that. And I got to know you now in a few talks, and I really have a big respect for the work you do and for the heart you have. And I really hope it will not take too long before I can come to Israel again. And then I for sure want to visit you and celebrate Shabbat.
Oh, together. Yes, sure. You have open invitation, Nathanael. And I want to say again to all the people who listen to radio, first, I want to say to you, thank you. You give me opportunity to share things about me and about my organization. Radio Israel is the best radio. Thank you so much. And all the people who listen to your radio, I send them a special blessing. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov bless all of you people with all the blessing writing in the Torah to all those people who bless Israel and bless the poor. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Baruch Hashem, for this talk. And I really wish you a very good night's sleep. And I hope you don't have any appointment early in the morning.
Okay, good night. And Laila Tov. And I say Chag Sameach for Pesach next week.
Yeah, Chag Sameach and Laila Tov indeed.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
U hebt geluisterd naar Ma Nishma. Een programma met een interview waarin het onderwerp altijd te maken heeft met Israël en het Joodse volk. Wilt u het programma nog eens naluisteren? Dan kan dat. Ga naar radioisrael.nl en klik onder het kopje radio op Uitzending gemist.